Hi, and welcome to the Magazine Rack on Chris. I'm Chris Mabey. Today I'll be reading from the Good Housekeeping Magazine. The first article is written by Amanda Constantine, and it's inside the Good Housekeeping Textiles Lab. And Amanda is the Home and Apparel Reviews Analyst. Good Housekeeping textile pros reveal their top tested tricks to help you make informed decisions about fabrics for your home and wardrobe. And it's a question-answer format in the beginning, and the question is, do I really need activewear for exercise, or can I just wear comfy clothes? And Amanda answers, it's tempting to throw on an old t-shirt and pair of sweatpants for your workouts. But wearing proper fitness gear can actually make exercise more pleasant and prevent your skin from chafing. Loose clothes made of natural fibers like cotton are not ideal for most sweaty activities because they absorb moisture and take longer to dry. Instead, opt for form-fitting tops, bottoms, and underwear made of synthetic performance materials like nylon and polyester that move with your body and wick moisture away from your skin so you'll feel cool and dry. Check out some of our Textile Lab's top-tested activewear picks below. And the first one says, Barely There Underwear. Made of breathable mesh, this thong is super light and quick to dry, and it stays discreet under fitted clothing. Plus, there's a cotton gusset for added comfort, and it held up well to laundering in lab tests. And the brand name is Tommy John, and it's called Women's Air Thong, and it's $22. And the next item is flexible leggings. With a stay-put waistband and flat seams to avoid chafing, these leggings were loved by testers for low-impact workouts with lots of movement. Plus, the smooth fabric is slightly compressive for support. And the brand name is Third Love, and it's called Kinetic Performance Pocket Legging, and they're $74. And the next says Technical Tank Top. Great for simple stretches or high-intensity workouts, this seamless tank has a streamlined design that testers loved. The soft, breathable material easily wicks away sweat, and it comes in more than a dozen colors. And the brand name is Lululemon, and it's called Swiftly Tech Racerback Tank Top 2.0 Race Length, and it's $58. And the last item, Lightweight Layer. This versatile jacket offers protection against both UV rays and wet weather. Yet our testers said it felt light during walks and hikes. It folds into its own pouch for convenience and has an oversized fit for layering. And the brand name is Uniqlo, U-N-I-Q-L-O, and it's called Pocketable UV Protection Parka, and it's $50. And the next article is Seal Spotlight Hair and Skin Savers. Our chemist reviewed the science behind less effective products, all formulated to upgrade your daily personal care. Our chemist reviewed the science behind these effective products, all formulated to upgrade your daily personal care routine. And Seal Promise. All Good Housekeeping Seal products are rigorously assessed by the Good Housekeeping Labs. We stand behind them with our exclusive refund or replacement limited warranty. And the first item is an age defier for the delicate eye area. This eye cream from Mary Kay's TimeWise line is quick to be absorbed and includes algae extract to help prevent puffiness, along with niacinamide and resveratrol to reduce fine lines associated with aging. And lab results. Clinical lab data evaluations concluded that the cream could improve the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles in the eye area after 12 weeks of use. The cream is suitable for those with all skin types, including contact lens wearers and those who say their eyes are sensitive. And the brand name is Mary Kay, and it's called TimeWise Eye Cream, and it's $38, and you can go to marykay.com for more info. And the next is Bacteria Fighter for Happy Hands. Safeguards hand wash, available in sensational scents like notes of lavender, ocean breeze, and notes of coconut, is uniquely formulated to balance skin's pH and help retain more moisture than ordinary soaps. It makes it easy to wash hands regularly, and our pros confirmed that it washes away 99% of bacteria in lab testing versus S. aureus and E. coli. In lab results, we were very impressed that all the members of our test panel said they would continue to use this hand wash. They agreed that the product lathered and rinsed off easily and was gentle on their skin, also reporting that it left their hands feeling clean. And the brand name is Safeguard, and it's just called Hand Wash. And it's $4. And you can go to their website, which is safeguardna.com. And the next is a volume booster for healthy-looking hair. Hair Biology's thickening treatment aims to bring vibrant fullness to fine, flat hair. The lightweight leave-in spray is safe for color-treated hair, and it's designed to help prevent breakage to keep strands looking full. Lab results: one panel of home testers unanimously agreed that this product did not make their hair feel crunchy. Most also found that it made their hair look more voluminous. Lab data evaluations confirmed that increased the diameter of individual strands both immediately and over the course of 14 applications. And let's see, the brand name is Hair Biology, and it's called Full and Vibrant Thickening Treatment, and it's $10 at walmart.com. And this little part of the article is by Danuja Winnick, Beauty Lab Senior Chemist. Expert advice: how to keep skin hydrated. Your skin's natural barrier protects against environmental harshness, bacteria, and moisture loss. These tips can help prevent redness and irritation, signs that the barrier has been compromised. The first hint is cleanse gently. Using soaps with a high pH can damage skin's barrier. Good housekeeping chemists recommend choosing mild cleansers that are not overly drying or stripping. And minimize exfoliation. If you need to exfoliate, opt for a chemical version over a grainy scrub, which can be too rough. Our pros suggest acids like salicylic acid and glycolic acid in moderation. And choose the right moisturizers. Seek out ingredients like ceramides, glycerin, and hyaluronic acid. And the next article, we're moving to food section. Get more from your air fryer. You've perfected chicken wings and frozen fries, but this all-star appliance can do so much more. Our food experts show you how to take your air fryer to the next level. Transform leftovers. The air fryer is one of our favorite tools for heating up takeout fries or whatever's in the fridge. Or get creative and transform your leftovers into an entirely new meal. We used extra chicken cutlets to make a delicious chicken parm. And now this part, it's a question and answer, and the person answering the question is Stephanie Sassos, MSRDNCDN, Good Housekeeping Nutrition Director. And the question is air frying really healthier? Stefani or Stephanie says yes. Air frying uses significantly less oil than pan frying and deep frying, so it makes for a lower calorie and lower-fat alternative that still delivers crispy deliciousness. And now new research suggests that there may be even more health benefits. A study published with the National Center for Biotechnology Information reports that air frying may significantly increase the antioxidant power of vegetables compared with some other cooking methods, even sautéing. Of course, an air fryer is only as healthy as the foods you choose to cook in it, and it won't magically remove saturated and trans fats from your meals. But that's all the more reason to get creative with making veggie side dishes like Parmesan thyme artichokes in your fryer. And the next question is answered by Nicole Papantonio, Kitchen and Appliance Lab Director. And the question is, do I need a separate air fryer if one of my appliances has that function built in? And Nicole says, these days, most new appliances, from full-size ovens to toaster ovens, microwaves, and even pressure cookers, come with an air frying function. While some are equipped with the mechanics to truly air fry, others just bump up the temp or speed up the fan, meaning they don't technically air fry. Plus, in Good Housekeeping Lab tests, we have found that the air frying function on an oven can make the area smoky and that only select countertop appliances can really double as air fryers to get those quick, crispy results you're probably looking for. If you buy any of the 2-in-1 appliances, it's best to try them out and confirm that you are happy with the results before you get rid of your standalone air fryer or make the decision to buy a new device. And make pizza. In an air fryer, you can make mini pies with perfectly crispy crusts. Finish with the toppings of your choice. Pro tip, to avoid a mess, opt for cheese in slices instead of shreds. And bake small batch sweets. Whip up quality treats without heating up your entire kitchen. Pop 1 or 2 cookie dough balls at a time into the air fryer, or fry up a batch of donuts for the whole family. And the next question is answered by Kate Murner, who is Chief Food Director. And the question is, how can my air fryer help with weeknight cooking? And Kate answers, I find myself pulling out the air fryer at home at least a couple of times a week. It's one of my best kitchen helpers. I can saute chicken while air frying a side. It comes up to temp in minutes, and shaking the basket a couple of times during cooking is much more efficient than flipping individual ingredients on a roasting pan, especially when I'm cooking for the family on a weeknight. Gets roasted potatoes or carrots table ready in about half the time. And if you're looking for the crispiest frozen fries or tots without the hassle, the air fryer is the way to go, hands down. The built-in timer means that if I get sidetracked, my veggies won't burn, as most machines turn off when the set time has run out. I'll also air fry a killer main that I can pair with a simple salad or a no-cook side. Both the crispy chicken parm and the pepperoni pizzas need only a tossed green salad, and the dinner is done. And then here's a little hint on the side. Skip the spray. The buildup from nonstick cooking spray can leave residue on the air fryer's nonstick surfaces and cause food to stick over time. Instead, brush the basket with oil or use a refillable spray bottle with oil. And the next article, staying with the food, is Warm Weather Red Wines. This is by Susan Chong. Tired of big, full-bodied winter reds but not ready to dive into whites and rosés yet? These light, invigorating red wines are best served slightly chilled. Pick a bottle along with a perfectly paired dish to get you through the shoulder season. It says, balsamic glazed pork chops with spinach potato mash. You can pair with frappato, F-R-A-P-P-A-T-O. This translucent Sicilian pick boasts juicy red berry flavor balanced by hints of baking spices and appealing earthiness from the area's mineral-rich volcanic soil. Food pairings, this is what you should serve it with: light pasta, seared tuna, pork, poultry, figs, and other dark harvest fruits. And bottle pick, a cherry-inflected frappato with aromatic spice notes, soft tannins, and mouth-watering acidity, such as Canteen, Barbera, Fiorizona, Terra Sicilian IGT 2021. That's a long name. Canteen, Cantine, Barbera, Barbera, Fiorizona, Fuori, capital Zona, Terra, Terre, Sicilian, Siciliane, and then the capitals IGT 2021. And how to chill red wines. Too low temps can mute flavors, so avoid serving these straight out of the fridge. 45 to 60 degrees or 45 to 55 for Lambrusco is ideal. Instead, refrigerate the bottle 30 to 60 minutes before drinking, or keep it in the fridge and pull it out 45 to 60 minutes before serving. And the next wine that they're talking about is Pais, P-A-I-S. A little herbal with a touch of smoke, this snappy Chilean vino has a savory edge to complement its bright red fruit. Tannin levels in these wines can vary, and some have complex spice notes. And the food that you should pair this wine with is pizza, grilled vegetables, or Middle Eastern maize. Bottle pick. A brambly, herbaceous, and slightly smoky Pais made in the easy-drinking Pepino style, such as Estación Yumble Pepino 2021. And the first word, Estación, Estacion, Yumble, Yumbel, and Pepino, Pipeno 2021. An American Glau Glau. French for glug glug, the term glau glau refers to low alcohol, fruit forward wines that invite you back for sip after sip. Category encompasses many different grape varieties, with bottles ranging from juicy and crushable to playful and funky. And food pairings, you should pair this wine with picnic foods, Korean barbecue, pizza, party snacks like olives, cheese, and nuts. And bottle pick. A light and lively California red with berry notes will complement pickled onions. Try one with hints of herbs and mineral complexity, such as Stolpman Vineyards Combe Trousseau. Now, Stolpman is Stolpman Vineyards, and Combe Trousseau, Combe Trousseau, and the year is 2022. And Beaujolais. Gamay grapes from France's Beaujolais region are used to make the area's namesake wine, such as fresh and light. Oh, some are fresh and light, while others are more serious and brooding. Often redolent of raspberries and currants, and sometimes delicately floral, this lovely low tannin red evokes a walk in the forest. And the food pairings that you should choose to serve with this wine is ham, mushrooms, poultry, woodsy herbs like thyme and rosemary. And the bottle pick, to balance salty bites of ham, a soft, light red, juicy with tangy berries such as Domaine Victor Sornin Beaujolais Villages 2022. And I don't think I have to spell any of those. They're kind of common words. And what makes a red wine chillable? Chilling highlights freshness. So young reds that are light-bodied and lower in alcohol and tannins are best served cool. But lower temps bring out the astringency in high tannin reds, for example, Cabernet Sauvignon and Malbec, making them taste metallic. And the last wine is Lambrusco. This sparkling red from the Emilia-Romagna region of Italy is lower in alcohol than others, and its fizz is fantastic with rich foods. Some bottles even have a touch of sweetness. Think of it as grape soda for grown-ups. And the food pairings that you should choose to serve with this wine is pizza, charcuterie, barbecue, and burgers. And bottle pick, a brisk and tart dry Lambrusco brimming with red berries such as Carafoli, La Davina, Lambrusco, Di Sorbera, Pet Nat. And the, let's see, such a Carafoli, Carafoli, La Davina is Ladivina, and then Lambrusco, and then Di Sorbero is Di Sorbara, and Pet Nat, just like it sounds, P-E-T, and then N-A-T. In the next article, we're leaving the food section. This is Inside the Good Housekeeping Kitchen Lab. This is by Eva Blair, reviews analyst. Our appliance pros and product analyst weighs in on top kitchen trends and shares the essential equipment you need to create tasty, no-fuss meals. And the question is, I'm curious about juicers. Should I consider one? And Eva replies, a juicer is great for using up excess produce, infusing flavor into recipes, and making juices. But it can be expensive. Before you buy, get acquainted with the three main styles. Masticating juicers, aka cold press or slow juicers. Use a strong auger to gently crush produce into juice, which is believed by some experts to help preserve nutrients. And the next is centrifugal juicers. Quickly chop ingredients and spin them through a strainer to separate juice from pulp in minutes. Just need lemons or oranges squeezed. The third kind is a budget-friendly citrus juicer will do the trick. And tested for you, top juicers. We juiced carrots, apples, and kale and squeezed a whole lot of citrus with more than 50 juicers to determine which ones performed best. Best overall. In our tests, this centrifugal model juiced carrots and kale faster than any other juicer tested. The brand name is Breville or Breville, B-R-E-V-I-L-L-E, and it's called Juice Fountain Cold Plus, and it's $300. And the best value? This easy-to-use centrifugal juicer makes smooth juice fast. The brand name is Hamilton Beach, and it's called Big Mouth Premium Juice Extractor, and it's $120. And the next is the best masticating juicer. Whole apples fit into the large feed tube and entire carrots into the smaller one, reducing overall prep time. And the brand name is Kuvings, K-U-V-I-N-G-S, and it's called Whole Slow Juicer, and it costs $700. And best for citrus. This compact model juices small and large citrus quickly with little cleanup. The brand name is Crate and Barrel, and it's called Dual Citrus Juicer with Measuring Cup, and it's $17. And how to juice like a pro. Get more from this underutilized appliance. The first says, use fresh produce. For the best taste and the most nutrients, use ripe fruits and veggies. And prep less. No need to peel. Simply cut produce to fit the feed tube. And take advantage of included cleaning tools. They're designed specifically for your juicer strainers and other parts. And use things up. Add leftover pulp to smoothies or soups and freeze leftover juice in ice cube trays. And they have a recipe for the ultimate green juice. And I'm going to list ingredients, so get a paper and pencil if you're interested in the recipe. You start with 4 ribs of celery, 8 ounces of lacinato kale, 1 English cucumber cut into 2-inch pieces, 2 Granny Smith apples stemmed, 2 cups of mint leaves, 1 lemon with the peel removed, and 1 2-inch piece of ginger. It says, using electric juicer, juice the ingredients 1 at a time per manufacturer directions. Stir together and refrigerate until chilled. And this makes about 4 cups, and it's 224 calories a serving. And some like it cold. For a super frosty drink, make an extra batch of juice and freeze it in ice cube trays. The next time you make this recipe, serve it over the frozen cubes to chill the juice right away without diluting it. And I'll read the ingredients real fast if you need to write them. 4 ribs of celery, 8 ounces of kale, 1 English cucumber cut into 2-inch pieces, 2 Granny Smith apples stemmed, 2 cups of mint leaves, 1 lemon without the peel, and 1 2-inch piece of ginger. And there's another hint about one-pan wonders. Cook up a complete meal on a single sheet pan. Here's how to perfect the process. Keep cuts consistent. Chop each veggie uniformly so everything will be ready at the same time. Pieces of food that are the same size tend to cook at similar rates. And pick the right pan. A level sheet pan will help ensure that everything cooks evenly. A warped one may cause hot spots and burning. Time to buy a new one? Check out our favorites at goodhousekeeping.com/best-sheet-pans. And give food room. Overcrowding your pan will result in steamed rather than roasted meals. If you're looking for a crispier outcome, consider spreading food on 2 sheets. The results will be worth the extra dirty pan. And pay attention to timing. Put foods that take longer to cook, like poultry and other meats, in the oven before the veggies and other faster cooking ingredients, so everything will finish together. And here's a recipe for building a better salad. This approach to layering greens, toppers, and vinaigrette will make you crave the crunch. Greens, a mixture of firm and tender lettuces, will boost texture and flavor. And toppings, plan on a combination of proteins like chicken, steak, and lentils, and plenty of vegetables. Consider this the perfect way to use up leftovers. And dressing, a little goes a long way. Pick one that packs a punch of flavor. And start by adding a small splash to your greens right before you're ready to dig in. Well, that's it for this installment of the Magazine Rack. I've been reading the March/April 2024 edition of Good Housekeeping Magazine. I'm Chris Mabee, and so long until next time.